خلونا نكمل. Let us continue. الله يبارك فيكم. كنا تكلمنا في الحصة الماضية عن الغسل عن الغسل. In the past session we talked about making الغسل. وقبل ذلك تكلمنا عن الوضوء. Before that we talked about الوضوء. الطهارة إن كانت غسلا وإن كانت وضوءا لها شروط. To make the purification, whether this purification is a ghusl or a wudu, there are conditions for that that need to be satisfied. كلامنا الآن إن شاء الله عن هذه الشروط. We are going to talk now about these conditions. إذن كلامنا في شروط الطهارة. So we are going to talk about the conditions of purification. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: فصل. شروط الطهارة الإسلام. يعني منها. So among the conditions for one's purification to be valid, there is to be Muslim. فغير المسلم لا تصح طهارته لا عن الحدث الأكبر ولا عن الحدث الأصغر. So it is not valid for a non-Muslim to make wudu nor to make ghusl. ولو فعل كما يفعل المسلمون. Even if he does exactly what the Muslims do. لأن نيته في الأصل غير صحيحة. Because at the first place, the intention of the non-Muslim is invalid. يستثنى من ذلك غسل الزوجة الكافرة لتحل لزوجها المسلم من الحيض والنفاس. There is one exemption, which is the ghusl that the Christian or Jewish wife takes after her menstruation stops for her husband to be able to have sexual intercourse with her, her Muslim husband to have a sexual intercourse with her. In this case, such a ghusl is valid. Likewise, after the postpartum bleeding. ثم إن أسلمت فعليها إعادة الغسل. Now if she embraces Islam, she needs to redo, to make again الغسل. قال المؤلف والتمييز. The author said, to be at the age of mental discrimination. ف فغير المميز لا يصح وضوءه ولا غسله. The one who is not at the stage of mental discrimination,
you need to get away from the wire, please.
The one who is not in the state of mental discrimination, if he makes wudu, then his wudu is not valid. If he makes ghusl, then his ghusl is not valid. Yustathna, you need, who's sitting on the wire? Okay. Yustathna min dhalik, غسل الصبي في الحج. An exception is the ghusl that the little child who is not at the age of mental discrimination takes while he's making al-hajj. أليس وليه يشهده المشاهد؟ Isn't it that his guardian take him around الكعبة وعرفات etc.؟ بعض تلك الأمور يسن لها الغسل. Some of those matters, it is sunnah to make ghusl before doing them. فوليه يغسله. So the guardian, get him washed, get the child washed. وكذلك يوضئه حيث. يحتاج إلى ذلك. And likewise, he washes. How do I say this? And likewise, he makes him. شو يعني يغسل أعضاء وضوء. He washes the parts of wudu of the little child when this is needed. وَيَصِحُّ ذَلِكَ لِلْحَاجَةِ, and this would be valid as an exception. أَمَّا لِغَيْرِ هَذَا لَا يَصِحُّ غُسْلُ الصَّبِيِّ الصَّغِيرِ وَلَا وُضُوءُهُ الَّذِي هُوَ غَيْرُ مُمَيِّزٍ. As for other than that, the ghusl and wudu of a little child which is not in the state of mental discrimination is invalid. وعدم المانع من وصول الماء إلى المغسول. The author said, to remove anything that prevents water from reaching the part to be washed. فإذا كان على يده مثلا شحم يمنع وصول الماء إلى الجلد, لا بد من إزالته حتى يغسل ما تحته. So if one has any material on his hand that prevents the water to reach what is underneath it, the skin of his hand, one needs to remove it to wash the skin that is underneath it. لذلك لا بد أن تزيل المرأة طلاء الأظافر الذي تغطي به أظافرها عند الوضوء أو الغسل. This is why the woman needs to remove the nail polish before making الوضوء or الغسل. قال المؤلف والسيلان. The author said to let the water flow on the part to be washed. لأن الغسل لابد فيه من غسل البدن، والغسل يكون بسيلان الماء، فلا يكفي المسح الذي هو أخذ الماء باليد مثلا، بحيث تبتل اليد بالماء ثم مسحها على العضو من غير غسل، إمرارها على العضو بمجرد البلل الذي على اليد. If one is taking the obligatory or the sunnah bath, one needs to wash his body. So just wet wiping the body or the part is not enough. كذلك في الوضوء الأعضاء المغسولة لابد من جريان الماء عليها. Likewise in الوضوء, the washed parts need to be washed. If one only wet wipes them, then his wudu would not be valid. جريان الماء قد يكون بواسطة إمرار اليد وقد لا يكون بواسطة ذلك. طالما جرى الماء صح الغسل، سواء كان بإمرار اليد أو من غير إمرارها. Now washing the hand, for example the hand, washing any part of the body might be by using one's hand, and it might occur without using one's hand. It does not matter for the validity of washing that part. What matters is for that part to be washed, whether by using the hand for that or without using the hand for that. So if you put your hand, for example, under the faucet, and all what needs to be washed in al-wudu is washed, this is enough even without touching your hand with the other hand. If you take the water with the other hand and you wash it with that water using your second hand, also this is valid. So what matters for the validity is to wash the part, whether using your hand or without using it. لا أما ما هي السنة في ذلك هذا أمر آخر، كلامنا ليس فيه الآن. Now what is the sunnah, how what is the sunnah, what would be what would be better to do, or how do you do the sunnah while taking al-ghusl or al-wudu, is another issue. We are not discussing it now. We are discussing the issue of the validity, how to be valid. قال المؤلف وأن يكون الماء مطهراً بأن لا يسلب اسمه بمخالطة طاهر يستغني الماء عنه. The author said to use purifying water. The water that has not changed by being mixed with a pure material such as milk or ink, from which the water can be easily shielded. If the water changes because of its mixing with some material in such a way that it is not cold water anymore, then using this water for purification is not valid. الماء له أحوال. The water has different situations or states. The water has different states. الماء الذي ما زال على أصل خلقته هذا ماء طاهر مطهر يصح استعماله للوضوء والغسل وإزالة النجاسة. The water that still keeps its original state, that is, it is still at the same state as it is found in nature. Such a water is considered pure, and it is at the same time purifying. So one can use it to make wudu and to make ghusl and to remove an-najasa, the najas filth. مثل ماء البحر, like the water of the sea. ماء النهر, the water of the river, even if after taking it in a container, for example, or through pumps to somewhere, through pumps to somewhere else. So we are talking about the water of the sea, the water of the river, of the well, of the spring, the rain, the water gathered out of the melting of the snow, of the hay. All those types of water are pure and purifying types. إذن سواء كان هذا الماء ماء بحر أو نهر أو بئر أو عين أو ثلج أو برد, كل هذه الأنواع من المياه مياه طاهرة, طاهرة بنفسها مطهرة لغيرها. هذا الماء الطاهر بنفسه المطهر بغيره قد يطرأ له ما يجعله طاهرا لكن غير مطهر. This water, which is originally pure and purifying, something might occur to it that makes it pure but not purifying. It makes it not purifying anymore, although it remains pure. وهذا إما باختلاطه بطاهر آخر وإما باستعماله في رفع نجاسة وإما باستعماله في رفع حدث. This occurs by either mixing the mixture of this water with another pure material, or by using this water to remove a najas filth, or by using this water to lift a ritual impurity. إذا كان الماء الحالة الأولى يعني نأخذ هذه الحالات حالة حالة. So let us discuss those three cases one by one. إذا كان الماء طاهرا مطهرا ثم خالطه، خالطه معناه انحل فيه، ذاب فيه، بحيث ما عدت تستطيع أن تميز بين أجزاء الماء وأجزاء هذا الذي انحل فيه وقع فيه. إذا انحل فيه اختلط به طاهر آخر، يستطاع صون الماء عنه بسهولة من غير مشقة، بحيث تغيرت إحدى صفات الماء على الأقل صفة من صفاته، اللون أو الطعم أو الريح تغيرا كثيرا ظاهرا. في هذه الحال الماء ما زال طاهرا لأنه ما خالطه نجاسة، لكن صار غير مطهر لأنه ما عاد يسمى ماء بلا قيد، والذي يطهر هو الماء الذي هو بلا قيد. If this purifying water is mixed, when I say mixed, I mean something else, another material, like if another material dissolves in the water in a way that you cannot differentiate anymore by looking, by using your eye looking between the parts, the particles of water and the particles of that material. If a pure material mixes with the water in the aforementioned way, and it is easy to shield that water from this material, it is not difficult to protect the water from it. It is easy to shield it from that material in a way that the water changes a lot by that dissolving material, whether its smell is changes, or its color, or its taste. In this case, this water becomes pure but not purifying. Why? Because purifying takes place only with absolute water, and this is no more absolute water. You do not call this water. For example, مثلا إذا انحل في الماء حليب لبن بحيث تغير لون الماء تغيرا ظاهرا بهذا اللبن، هذا الماء بعد هذا لا يقال عنه ماء مطلق، فلا يصح الوضوء به ولا الغسل. An example, if milk is dissolved in the water, in a way that the water changes a lot by this milk. The change is very apparent by the milk. You do not call this mixture water anymore. So it is not valid to make wudu with it, although it is still pure. أما إن كان يعسر صون الماء عن هذا الطاهر الذي ينحل فيه فالتغير به لا يؤثر. Now if it is difficult to protect the water, to shield the water from this other material that mixes with it, then the change that occurs to the water because of that mixture does not change the status of the water, which means the water remains purifying. مثال ذلك إذا كان الماء يمر في الأرض على معدن الكبريت على المكان الذي فيه كبريت فينبع من الأرض ورائحته متغيرة بالكبريت تغيرا ظاهرا وطعمه متغير بالكبريت تغيرا ظاهرا أو لونه متغير تغيرا ظاهرا هذا التغير لا يجعل الماء غير مطهر لأنه يعسر صون الماء عنه يصعب صون الماء عنه. For example, if the water inside the earth passes over a place where there is sulfur, and then it springs mixed with sulfur, and it is changed apparently, the change is very apparent, whether with the smell, the taste, or the color, or all of them. In this case, the water is still purifying because it is difficult to shield the water from this sulfur. في مثل هذه الحال التغير بالمخالط لا يؤثر. In such cases, the change that occurs with the material that dissolves in the water does not change the state of the water, does not make the water not purifying. يعني مثال آخر واضح, ماء البحر مع تغير الماء بالملح البحري, ولهذا على حاله الأصلية ما مثال آخر, الماء الذي على وجهه الطحلب, ينمو الطحلب, يغير لون الماء تغييرا ظاهرا, لكن هذا يعسر صون الماء عنه, فالماء يبقى طاهرا مطهرا. Another example is the water like the lake or the pond where the algae grows on the surface of the water. This changes the water in an apparent way. It changes the color in a very apparent way. Still, this water remains purifying because it is difficult to shield the water from it. لا, لو تغير الماء تغيرا قليلا بالمخالط فهذا لا يؤثر. إن لم يكن التغير ظاهرا فلا يؤثر. إن كان تغيرا قليلا ليس كثيرا فلا يؤثر. Now if the water changes a little bit If you mix something with the water and the water changes a little bit, this does not make the water not purifying. Because changing a little bit does not affect the state of the water. وأما ما لا ينحل في الماء فالتغير به لا يؤثر مطلقا. Now what does not dissolve in the water, if the water changes because it, if the water changes because what does not dissolve in it, something that does not dissolve in the water, then this change does not affect at all the status or the state of the water. The water remains purifying. مثال ذلك عود الطيب. هذا العود له رائحة طيبة وهو قطعة خشب. إذا وضع في الماء يتغير رائحة ريح الماء. قد يتغير ريح الماء به. يكتسب الماء رائحته. لكن هذا التغير لو كان كثيرا لا يؤثر لأن العود لا ينحل في الماء. برأي العين تبقى تميز بين العود وبين الماء لا ينحل فيه فيبقى الماء طاهرا مطهرا. An example is if you have some water and you put in this water a kind of wood which is called oud in Arabic. I don't know what they call it in English. This wood has a very nice smell, a good smell. If you put it in the water, it does not dissolve in the water, but the water acquires its smell. So despite that the smell of the water changes because of this piece of wood, the water remains purifying. Why? Because this change is not the result of a dissolving material. The wood remains as is. By just looking at it, you can differentiate between it and the water. It's not something that dissolves in the water. Okay, هذا حال. This is one case. الحال الأخرى أن يكون الماء طاهرا مطهرا ثم يصير طاهرا غير مطهر بسبب استعماله في إزالة النجاسة. The second case is when the water becomes not purifying although it remains pure when it is used to remove the najasa, the najas filth. وهذا يحصل إذا أزال الماء النجاسة, إذا أزالت الغسلة النجاسة فطهر المحل ولم يتغير الماء النازل. ماء هذه الغسلة ما تغير بالنجاسة لا طعما ولا لونا ولا ريحا ولا وزنا. في هذه الحال يكون المحل قد طهر والماء الذي استعمل في تطهير هذا المحل طاهرا غير مطهر. How does it happen that you use some water in removing najas filth and still the water remains pure, although it is not purifying? It happens when you use the water to wash the area where the najas filth exists, so with one wash, or let me say the wash that removes the najasa, and the area becomes clear of the najasa, while the water that goes down does not change neither in color nor in smell nor in taste and nor in weight, in this case such water, this wash, is considered pure but not purifying. مثال ذلك إذا كان على اليد نجاسة حكمية نجاسة لا يظهر لها لا طعم ولا لون ولا ريح لكن حكم المحل أنه متنجس في هذه الحال بمجرد مرور الماء عليها طهر المحل وهذا الماء النازل غير متغير لكنه مستعمل مستعمل يعني غير مطهر طاهر غير مطهر An example of that is if a certain najas filth falls on your hand and you do not wash your hand. But with time, the place where the najas filth exists, or the area which is contaminated, does not have anymore any traces of najasa. No trace of najasa appears there, neither the smell, nor the color, nor the taste. So you know that this area is contaminated, but you cannot see any traces anymore. You cannot detect any traces anymore of the najasa. How do you purify this area? You rinse it with water. So once you do that, the water that comes down, it is not changed, of course, with this najasa, because there are no traces. You cannot detect any traces. So of course it's not changed, but it is considered used water, which is pure, but not purifying. القسم الثالث أو الحالة الثالثة هو الماء الذي استعمل في فرض من فروض الوضوء أو الغسل. The third case is when the water is used to fulfill one of the integrals of wudu or ghusl. هذا الماء المستعمل في فرض وضوء أو فرض غسل ماء طاهر لكنه غير مطهر. This water which is used to fulfill an integral of wudu or ghusl, that is the water that drops from your face after you make the first wash to the face, the water that drops after you make the first wash of the hand, the water that drops after you make the first wash of the foot, this water is considered a used water. It is pure, but it is not purifying. like the water that you use it for the first wash of al-ghusl. Such water is considered pure but not purifying. أما الماء المستعمل في سنة من سنن الوضوء أو الغسل فهو طاهر مطهر. As for the water used to fulfill a sunnah in al-wudu or a sunnah in al-ghusl, such water is still purifying. It is purifying. What becomes not purifying is the water used to fulfill an integral, not a sunnah. So the water that you use it, that you use in the second wash of the face in al-wudu, the water that drops is still purifying. كل هذا الذي ذكرناه في الماء المستعمل هو إذا كان الماء قليلا. All of that which we mentioned about the used water, the water that you use to remove a najas filth and it becomes pure but not purifying, the water that you use in al-wudu to fulfill an integral of wudu or ghusl and it becomes pure but not purifying, all this applies if the water is a little amount of water. أما إذا كان الماء كثيرا فلا يصير مستعملا. يعني فيبقى مطهرا ولو مع الاستعمال. If the water is a big amount of water, it remains purifying even if it is used to remove that najasa or to fulfill the integral of ghusl or wudu. إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? So, خليني بس. One moment. فإذن الماء باختصار الماء الذي هو على أصل خلقته الباقي على أصل خلقته طاهر مطهر. إذا تغير بشيء يخالطه يسهل صون الماء عنه صار طاهرا لكن غير مطهر. وكذلك إذا استعمل في فرض غسل أو فرض وضوء وكان قليلا أو استعمل في إزالة نجاسة من غير أن يتغير وكان قليلا فإنه يصير طاهرا لكن غير مطهر. So in summary, the water as it exists in the nature is purifying. The different types of water, all the different types which we mentioned. Now, if this water gets mixed with a pure material and that material changes it, while it is easy to shield the water from it, then this water, it changes it a lot. Then this water becomes pure but not purifying. Likewise, if a little amount of water is used to remove a najasa, a najas filth, without the water being changed by this najas filth. And while in this case, the water becomes pure but not purifying. And likewise, if a little amount of water is used to make an integral of ghusl or an integral of wudu, then this water is not purifying anymore, although it is still pure. That's in summary. This is what we said. فإذا حتى يصح الوضوء أو الغسل لا بد من أن يكون الماء مطهرا، لا يكفي أن يكون طاهرا. So for the wudu, for purification, wudu or ghusl to be valid, the water needs to be purifying and not only pure. It needs to be purifying and not only pure. كذلك لا بد أن يكون الماء طاهرا، لا شك. Likewise, the water needs to be pure, of course. فإذا كان نجسا لا يصح استعماله في الطهارة. So if the water becomes najas filthy, then it is not valid to use it in purification. كيف يتنجس الماء؟ How the water becomes najas filthy. هناك تفصيل على حالين. There are two cases here. إما الماء إما أن يكون قليلا أو أن يكون كثيرا. The water, either it is a little water, a little amount of water, or a lot of water. إذا كان الماء قليلا مجرد نزول مجرد ملاقاته للنجاسة التي هي غير معفو عنها ينجسه. If the water is a little amount, if it is a little amount, then immediately when a najas filthy, a najas filth which is not overlooked, touches the water becomes najas filthy. حتى لو لم يتغير. Even if the water is not changed by that najasa. مثلا كوب ماء وقع فيه نقطة دم فورا تنجس ولو لم يتغير. An example is a cup of water. If one drop of blood falls in that cup of water, immediately this cup of water becomes najas filthy, even if the water does not change by that blood. أما إذا كان الماء كثيرا فوقعت فيه نجاسة لا يتنجس الماء بهذه النجاسة الواقعة إلا إذا تغير. Now if the water is a lot and a najas filth falls in it, encounters it, this water does not become najas filthy except if this water changes by this najas filth. إلا إذا تغير يعني ولو أدنى تغير بهذه النجاسة. If it changes even a little bit because of this najas filth, في هذه الحال يصير نجسا. In this case, it becomes najas filthy. So, in brief, the water can be a little amount or a lot. If it is a little amount, immediately when the najasa falls in it, the water becomes najas filthy, except if it is an exempted najasa. If it is a lot, the najasa falls in it, it does not become najas filthy. It remains purifying, except if the water changes by this najasa even a little bit. If the water changes even a little bit, then this water becomes najas filthy. هلا ايش هو القليل وايش هو الكثير؟ القليل ما كان دون القلتين، والكثير ما كان قلتين فاكثر. What is a little amount and what is a lot? A little amount is what is less than two qullas, less than a big barrel of water. around 191 liters of water. So, how many gallons? 50. Okay, around 51 gallons of water. So, if the water is less than that, then it is considered a little amount. If it is equal to that or more, then it is considered a lot. وإن شئت قلت القلتان من الماء هو ما تسعه حفرة مدورة عرضها ذراع قطرها ذراع وعمقها ذراعان ونصف. If you want, you say two qullas, which is a lot, is the amount of water that fills a container with a diameter of that fills a cylindric container with a diameter of 1 cubit, this is 1 cubit, and the depth, the high, of 2.5 cubits. أو ما يملأ حفرة مربعة قطرها طولها ذراع وربع وعرضها ذراع وربع وعمقها ذراع وربع. Or if you want, what fills a cubic container with the length of 1/4 of a cubit, the width of 1/4, and the depth of 1/4 cubit. It's around 51 gallons. What is less than that is considered a little amount. What is equal to that or more is considered a lot. نقف هنا. Let us stop here. إن كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. If anyone has a question, please go ahead. قبل ذلك ذكرنا أن الشخص إذا كان يمشي قرب النهر فوقع في الماء فانغسلت أعضاؤه كلها في الماء, عند الحنفية يصح هذا الغسل, يعني مع انغسال الفم وداخل الأنف عندهم لا بد في الغسل من المضمضة والاستنشاق. If you remember, we said if someone was walking next to the river and then he falls in the river and all his parts go under the water, then this is a valid ghusl according to the Hanafi school. This means if the inside part of his mouth and nose are also washed, because according to the Hanafi school, those parts need to be washed also in al ghusl. خلاص, if he fell, ولو لسه لاحقني فيها يا عبد العزيز, ولو ينبغي تكون ماشي. انت افهم من هيك. تفضل دكتور اسلام. مع خروج شيء, لا, كان هيدي اللذة مش بسبب الخروج, اللذة بتحصل بأسباب متعددة. لا, حست بلذة مع بلذة عند خروج شيء, عند خروج ولا كلمة الواحد التز بشيء بده يغتسل. الغسلة الأولى هذا اللي بنقط لو كان منه مي لو كان شيء تاني غير الماء صفاته غير صفات الماء. إذا كان صفاته غير صفات الماء على حال متوسطة صفاته من شديدة ولا خفيفة هل كان بغير المي ولا ما كان بغيره؟ إذا ما بيأثر. طاهر مطهر. If someone has a used water which is pure but not purifying, if he has, let's say, two containers of used water, then he put them together. So now he has one container of originally this water was used, but when he put them together, they became a lot, a big amount of water. Then by doing that, the water becomes again purifying. Some scholars said that if he does not that on purpose, yani he does not take that material and do it like that, just on purpose. And it is difficult to remove it. He tries to remove it, but there is something that remains which is difficult, then this would be overlooked. The Malikis said that. Faddali. ما انت طيب go ahead give them the can you repeat from the beginning of the what appears if she is If she is not virgin, then what appears when she when she squats, she needs to wash it. تفضل محمد. If she is a virgin, then the apparent part is enough. If the water changes a little bit with something, with a pure material that is mixed with it, this water remains pure and purifying. بين شو؟ اليسير يعني شوي، الكثير يعني كثير. على حسب العرف، عرفا، ما يعد عرفا يسيرا وما يعد عرفا كثيرا. التغير الكثير لا يقال عن الماء بعده ماء بلا قيد بعرف الناس أما اليسير يبقى يطلق عليه اسم الماء في عرف الناس هكذا Go ahead. I did not hear what you said. I'll give you the answer later, inshallah. If you have what? Is it a little amount? It does not become purified. Wafiq. Tadalina. If you have a little amount of najas, filthy water, to make it pure again, you need to add to it. You add it to other water in a way that the sum is a lot, 51 gallons or more, without being changed. Then you have again all that water pure and purifying again. Even if the water that you added together, even if all of it is najas, filthy. And you have four containers. This container has 10 gallons of water. And it is najas, filthy. You have another container with 20 gallons of water and it's najas, filthy. You have a third container with 15 gallons of water and it's najas, filthy. And you have a fourth one with 15 gallons of water or 20 gallons of water and it's najas, filthy. If you add all of those together and the sum is not changed, it is again, the sum again is pure and purifying. Because when the water becomes a lot, it protects, if you want, it protects itself from becoming najas, filthy if it is not changed, if it does not have the smell of any of those najasa, the taste of any najasa, or the color of any najasa. If the taste, smell, or the color of a najas, filth is still apparent, then this water is still najas, filthy. Do you know what squat means? Okay. There is a difference. When Dr. Wissam isn't he? Shul Bakara, Dr. Wissam. Risha. Risha al Bakara. Shul Bissam Mobile English. So, there is a difference. There is. I can't hear you, sorry. If you carry the water in the mouth and then you use it, does it remain purifying? Yeah, does it change? It does not change. Then it remains purifying. It looks what? Okay, I understand. I understand. First, this is not a big change. I don't know what you are talking about, but what I am imagining is not a lot of change. And on top of that, you can keep it for a little while aside, and again the change goes away, and then you can use it if you want. طيب خلوني جاوب على الأسئلة. Let me answer those questions. Please don't give me more questions. If a woman have sexual intercourse with her husband and then later money comes out, or she removes the money, then she takes a ghusl. And after taking the ghusl, some discharge comes out. The question is, does she have to take another ghusl to pray? The answer is, this depends on the discharge. What's the discharge? If it is money, then she needs to take another ghusl. If it is not money, then she does not need to take another ghusl. If she doubts, what is it? Is it money or not? Then she has the choice. Either she considers it money and take ghusl, or considers it something else and does not take ghusl. راجع بالنسبة للسؤال إن شاء الله. If the hand of someone gets contaminated with a najasa, then the traces of the najasa are not there anymore. So one cannot detect any trace of najasa on the hand. Now one knows that this hand has najasa on it, but he cannot see, smell, or taste anything. This is what they call najasa hukmiya. If the person puts their hand, one's hand, in a little amount of water before washing the hand, then the water becomes najas, filthy, because this is najasa that met a little amount of water and it is not overlooked. عند الغسل والوضوء إن شك شخص هل نوى أو لم ينوي ماذا يفعل؟ أيمتى شك؟ إذا كان في أثناء الغسل بيرجع بينوي، أو الوضوء بيرجع بينوي. يعني في أماكن استباحة يضعون كلور في الماء، هل يبقى الماء طاهرا مطهرا؟ إذا كان التغير قليلا ليس كثيرا يبقى الماء طاهرا مطهرا، وإلا فلا، لأنه يسهل صون الماء عنه، هذا مخالط يسهل صون الماء عنه. In the swimming pools, they put sometimes, what do they put? Fluorine or chlorine? Okay. If this chlorine changes the water a lot, then the water is not purifying anymore. If it changes it a little bit, then it is still purifying. If it changes it a lot, it's not purifying anymore, because this is something from which the water can be shielded easily. Barakallahu feekum. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الله يجزيك الخير. شو هذا؟